Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly sunny, not as windy as yesterday, and we'll have a high maybe near 50 degrees. We'll check things out as the day goes on, but at least it's going to be a little bit better than yesterday when things were kind of breezy and kind of wet. Kenosha, right now, it's 38 degrees, so we're starting out things on the cool side. 39 in Burlington, 42 in Milwaukee, 39 at this hour in Racine. In the city of Racine, the Riverside Inn owner-operator Sam Niemi likely to be appealing a decision from the Public Safety and Licensing Committee from last night after a due process hearing was held at which the committee reaffirmed an earlier recommendation to reject renewal of his Class B liquor license for that business at 3700 Northwestern Avenue. Special Prosecutor Paul Alexi, in his opening statement, said the evidence shows multiple failures to comply with provisions of an agreement with the city, and that would essentially be a void in the licensing that goes back to the 2016-17 season.
Only can the applicant not properly submit a renewal application for the 2017-2018 license year, but also that he is not entitled to this evidentiary hearing in the first instance. Even if he can avoid the issue with regard to voidness of his 2016 license, we submit that the committee should recommend that the council deny a license for the 2017-2018 license year.
Defense attorney Vince Bobbitt accused the committee of prejudging his client, citing Wisconsin case law from Cedarburg to argue a violation of rights.
The city of Racine is acting in bad faith. They're violating Wisconsin state law as well as the constitution of the state and of our federal government. Mr. Niemi has fully complied with the written agreement. We'll find that out from the exhibits and the testimony that you're going to have. So I ask you very carefully to look at this from our standpoint to avoid further complications for the taxpayers of the city of Racine, because it is my opinion that my client's rights have been violated and it's going to become very costly in the future for this city.
Sam Niemi testified about renting a room in Lake Geneva from his brother-in-law, but also having lived at the hotel because of his significant financial investment and the need to manage it.
Roughly about how much money do you have invested in that hotel?
$4 million.
That's your source of income?
Yes.
Isn't it true that during the course of renting a hotel, cash is taken in by people that want to rent there?
That's correct.
So there's quite a bit of responsibility to make sure that the operation meets the overhead, correct?
Yes, 24/7.
And the overhead is significant, isn't it not?
Never ends.
A mortgage on the property?
Yes.
How much is the mortgage?
$1,037,000.
A significant monthly payment that you have to cover.
That is correct.
The panel hearing about 117 police-related calls for service to the Riverside Inn since July of last year. Defense attorney Bobbitt saying that he needed to first review the stack of documents his client did not receive as he'd requested. After several hours of testimony, the committee went into a closed session, deliberated, then came back to open session and announced a vote to recommend the Common Council at its November 7th meeting not renew the liquor license for Sam's Riverbank LLC. Council's support of the non-renewal recommendation expected again to result in a court challenge. At City Hall in Racine, the Plan Commission is meeting at 4:30 this afternoon. The agenda with a couple of items scheduled for public hearings, one that involves an historic building. There's an application from Joshua Jeffers of Milwaukee's Jeffers Company seeking flex zoning for 1701 Packard Avenue. That is the birthplace of gold medal camp furniture back in the year 1892. Up until 2006, it was gold medal folding chairs, now located in Sparta, Tennessee. Jeffers' application proposing 1, 2, and 3-bedroom residential units, townhouses, and studio apartments, as well as continued commercial use. An ordinance and public hearing would be required. There is also the request from Sam and Lori Azarian for a major amendment to the existing conditional use permit for the construction yard component of a multi-tenant property at 1535 High Street. Three separate sections inside house construction contractors. Outside, there's a 12-by-60-foot trailer for the Azarian's Raza of Racine Company. That is the issue to be decided. Well, as part of the I-94 North-South project in Oak Creek, the Ryan Road interchange is going to be reconstructed. We're creating single-lane closures from 22nd Street to 13th Street for building crossovers, installing temporary lighting and signals, as well as temporary drainage. You might want to be aware of overnight closures of the northbound and southbound exit ramps to Ryan Road. The park-and-ride lot will also be closed beginning December 3rd up until the fall of 2018. That project to remain in the single-lane phase up until mid-fall of 2018. Contractor is Zenith Tech Incorporated, the project worth about $16 million. A man from Burlington facing a sexual assault allegation, accused of having contact with a 13-year-old girl while she was one of his students at Washington Caldwell School in Waterford. 35-year-old Justin Spiegelhoff in Racine County Circuit Court. The charge, second-degree sexual assault of a child under 16. The alleged victim said the inappropriate conduct was while she was in the eighth grade during the 2011-12 school year. Said that Spiegelhoff made efforts to spend time with her, kept her in a recess, held her after school. She claims he often called her on her cell phone and recounted occasions when he touched her inappropriately or kissed her. Spiegelhoff released on signature bond. He'll be back in court November 15th. He, by the way, has not taught at that school for several years. A woman accused of snatching the purse of a 90-year-old woman at a Racine grocery store parking lot, she's been arrested again. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
27-year-old Lacey Lancelotti, now of Racine, was arrested Monday at the Mount Pleasant Walmart, accused of shoplifting. According to court documents, Lancelotti and another woman were allegedly taking the tags off items and stuffing them in their purses to the point that items were hanging out. Lancelotti was found to be wearing 3 pairs of pants and 4 shirts. She's also accused of giving police a false name. She's been charged with retail theft, obstructing, and 2 counts of bail jumping. Lancelotti was arrested in August for allegedly shoplifting from the Piggly Wiggly on Durand Avenue and taking an elderly woman's purse in the parking lot. Several Good Samaritans stepped in and kept her from leaving before police arrived. She is facing a charge of robbery with the use of force in that case. A preliminary hearing on the new charges is scheduled for November 1st. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
One of the occupants of a Racine apartment building at 2214 Washington Avenue spilled some kitchen grease from a burning pan in the hallway outside that first floor residence early this morning. That created a lot of smoke and a small fire that led to city fire crews coming in to that location. The evacuation of the complex underway when they got there had the flames knocked down in a fairly short amount of time. No injuries reported. Last night, Sturtevant Village board members held firm, refusing to include funding in the proposed 2018 budget for bus service next year. Administrator Mary Cole's budget does not include funding for the service at the direction of board members, who say their request for a change in the bus routes that serve the village fell on deaf ears. City Transit Manager Mike Meyerly presenting ridership and cost figures to the board during continuous committee meetings and only to be told that was too little too late. Village President Jamie Hoffman saying the board had agreed earlier this year to an extension of service to Highway 11 for a 1-year trial.
That's why we approved number 3 last year. That's what we expected, and we never saw it. And that's why we made phone calls and we sent emails and we got no replies.
After the meeting, Marley said that although it is up to the city's Transit and Parking Commission to determine the fate of the Sturtevant bus service, it is unlikely that service will continue.
In transportation, the budget is the policy. If no one's paying for it, it's not going to happen.
A few people, including Bill White from Gateway Technical College, spoke in favor of continuing the service, but a number of others said that even though they do use the bus, schedules often do not mesh with their shifts at the businesses in the Renaissance Business Park, and they still have to find rides either to or from their jobs. The full Village Board will hold a public hearing on the proposed 2018 budget next Tuesday. Mount Pleasant Personnel Committee meeting at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Village Hall will again go into a closed session on the positions of administrator and finance director. At the Village Board meeting Monday night, the process for finding the right candidates to fill those jobs was discussed. The agenda, as it has in the past, shows an open session afterward at which any motions might be considered. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight at City Hall in Racine, it's another Committee of the Whole session regarding the 2018 budget. Both the Capital Improvement and General Operating Fund budgets have been presented. Tonight's agenda listing water and wastewater, among other things. Also the long-term plan for the remaining 16 years of the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Fund. Racine Community Development Office went before the Finance and Personnel Committee this week for the okay to apply for a total of $300,000 in community-wide assessment grants from EPA.
We've done this over the last 10 years very regularly. Last year we did not receive the grant. We believe this year, because we've completed all of our environmental assessments out of the grant that was awarded to us 2 years ago, that we're in a good position to receive a grant this year. Again, there's no match. This is really money that we would use to assess brownfield properties to really get a handle on what the level of contamination is and get them basically development ready.
City Development Director Amy Conley saying it's money used extensively on potential redevelopment project sites. Council expected to formally approve the finance panel's recommended support for seeking that grant, especially since there's no local match involved. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.